Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parsha's Kisetze, that's Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Beis, and the Pasuk tells us, V'chi yeh be'ish, if there shall be in a man, chet, a sin, mishpat mavis, that he is deserving of the death penalty, v'humas, and he's killed, v'solisa yisrael eitz, you shall hang him on a tree, loisal and v'lasayal eitz, his corpse shall not be left to stay overnight on this tree, ki karvasik brenu b'yamahu, he shall be buried on that day, ki kelos elikim taloi, because it is the curse of Hashem, it is a degradation to Hashem to have this man hanging. You shall not contaminate your land, asher Hashem lekechon esein l'cha nachla, that Hashem gives to you as a heritage. Let's see Rashi of your pasuk of Beis, v'chi yeh be'ish chet mishpat maves, smichos ha'parshas magid. The reason why this parsha is right after the parsha of the Ben Sarah Meir, that's to teach us, shem chasim olav ava imai, if his father and mother have mercy on him. This is the father and mother of the Ben Sarah Meir. Soif sheitzel tar b'sra, he's going to end up going into bad ways, v'yavar averes, and he's going to end up doing many averes, v'yischaiv misa bezin, and he's going to end up being chayv misa. V'solisa oisrael eitz, you should hang him on a tree, meaning hang him on gallows. Rabbi Seinu Amr Chazal say, kol niskalim nitlin, anyone who got skila by Bezdin, they have to be hanged. Shenemar says in the pasuk, "Kikila selakim talui v'amavar Hashem." Someone who curses Hashem with skila, they get skila. Rashi pasuk of Gimel, "Kikila selakim talui zilzul shamelachu." This is the degradation, the embarrassment of the king. Why is that? Shadam asibid most diakna. That's because a person is made in the image of Hashem. V'Yisrael him banav, and Kla Yisrael is the children of Hashem. Mashal, this is a parable too. L'shnei achim ta'im shayudaim zelzeh. We have two brothers that are identical twins. Echon nasasar. One of them became a minister in the king's government. Vechon nispas listios. One of them was caught. He was being a thief. V'nitl. And he was hanged. And call a Raisa Emir, anyone that sees him says, Asar Toli, the minister's hanging, because the minister looks exactly like his brother, who is really the thief. And since we are made in the image of Hashem, someone who's hanging, we have to take him down by night, so that the Kilas Elikim is not hanging overnight. And back to Chomish Perichov Bez Pasuk Aleph, Loi Seres Sharachicha Oyas Sayoni Dachim, you shall not see the ox of your brother or his sheep. Nidachim means cast off, meaning wandering around. Clearly they're lost. Vesalamte Mehem, and you're going to close your eyes from them, pretend you didn't see it. Hashev Tishivim Lachicha, you shall surely return it to your brother. Vim if your brother is not close to you and he doesn't know, you should bring it into your house, and it should be with you until your brother seeks it out, and you should return it to him. So you should do for his donkey, so you should do for his garment, so too you should do for anything that was lost from your brother, that it was lost from him and you found it. You are not allowed to close your eyes from it, you're not allowed to pretend you didn't see it. This is the mitzvah of Aveda. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, Vesalamta Kevish. And you close your eye, kilu in reu, as if you didn't see it. That means don't see it and then close your eyes from it. That's a simple understanding. That there are actually certain times that you are going to close your eyes and pretend you didn't see it, and you're going to have to wait till the Gemara and Bab Metzia to understand those different cases. Pasuk Beis and Rashi, Adra Shechicha, until your brother seeks it out. Rashi asks, did you really think that you're going to give it to him before he seeks it out? How are you possibly going to do that? Ella, what the pasuk is really telling us is darshehu. You should inquire from him, shloi hei ramei, that he's not a swindler. Even though he's your brother, he's a yid, it might be that he's a ramei, that he's a swindler, and he's going to try to steal this thing from you, even though it's not really his. So you have to actually darshan from him. You have to inquire from him, ask him questions, investigate, just to make sure that this is actually his. Rashi says, vashe vayse loi, and you shall return it to him. What do we learn from here? Shatei bai hashava, there shall be some din of returning to him. Shloi yechal vescha, it shouldn't eat in your house, kidei damav, its value, vesis bai menu, and then you're going to demand that from him. Let's say, for example, you found a cow, and the cow's worth $100, and it costs $25 a day to upkeep this cow. And after 4 days, he's going to come to you and say, can I have my cow back? You give it to him, but then you say, hey, you owe me $100 for all the food. That doesn't have hashava to it. You're not actually returning anything to him, because he has to pay you back the value of the cow. You didn't help him out at all. Mikan Amru from here, Chazal say, anything that could do work, and that money can be used to feed it, so it should do work, and take that money to feed it. So you're going to be able to return that thing to the owner. However, if it doesn't do work, let's say it's a garment, so then you should sell it. That's obviously if it costs money to upkeep the garment, so you should sell it and then give the value to the owner so that you have something to return to him. Rashi Pasuk Gimel tells us, to close your eye and pretend that you don't see it. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet. You shouldn't see your friend's donkey or his ox falling on the way, and once again, close your eyes and pretend you don't see it. Hakim Takim Ima, you should surely help it stand up with him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalet. Hakim Takim Zuti Ino, this is referring to loading the animal to load its load, shenafel me olav, that fell off of it. Imai, with him, in ba'olav, that means with the owner. Avalam halach v'yashav lai, if the owner walks away and he sits down on the side, v'amar, and he says, hayo v'lecha mitzvah, since you have a mitzvah to help me stand my cow up, imratzisa litain ta'in, so if you want to help load it, so you may do that, and I'm not going to help you, I'm just going to watch on the side, pater, so then your pater, you do not have to do it unless he's going to help you as well. Back to Chumash Pasuk, hey, a new mitzvah, lo yeh kli gever al isha, the garments of a man are not allowed to be worn by a woman, v'lo yilbash gever simlas isha, and a man is not to wear the clothing of a woman. Because it is the abomination of Hashem, anyone that does this. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey, Lo Yekli Gever Al Isha, Shetehei Doim Al Ish, that she should be compared to a man, she should look like a man, Kadesh Telech Beino Anashim, so that she could be able to walk among men. She ain't Zu El Lashem Niyof, this is only for immoral purposes. Lo Yelbash Gever Simlas Isha, Leich Leche Beino Anashim, so that he could go among women. Davarach, another way of understanding this is Shelo Yashir Sa'ar Ha'erva, a man is not allowed to remove the hair that grows in his private area of a Sarah Shalbes Hashechi, or the hair that grows in his armpits, because that is the way of women. Kitayavas, Loy Asr Taira Elvash Hamevil De Ta'eva, the Taira only asered wearing the opposite gender's clothing if it's going to bring to Ta'eva, if it's going to bring to immorality and desire. And back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, we learn about Shiloh Hakein. Ki Ikari Kan Sipra Lefanecha, if a bird's nest shall come in front of you, Baderech along the way, Bechol Eitz, in a tree, Oyal Arts, or on the ground, Efrechim Oybeitzim, and inside is little chicklets, that's Efrechim, or the Beitzim, the eggs, Vahaim Revetzis Al Efrechim Al Ebeitzim, and the mother, she's crouching, she's sitting on the little chicklets or on the eggs. Laisi Gachayim Al Abanim, don't take the mother with the children, Shalech Teshalcha Sa'im, you should send the mother out, Vesabanim Tikach Lach, and then you could take the children, Lamani Tavlach, so that it should be good for you, Varach Tiyamim, and you could have lengthy days. Let's see over here, Pasuk Vav, Ki Ikare Prat L'Mezumen. This excludes if it was actually set up, if it was ready, meaning if someone had placed that bird's nest over there, it has to be that it's Hefker, that you kind of bumped into it, and it doesn't belong to anyone. Loisi Kachayim, you're not allowed to take the mother, but Aydal Boneh, while she's still on the children, while she's on the eggs, or while she's on the little chicklets. Pasuk Zayin and Rashi, L'man Yitavlach, and you could have a long life, in mitzvah kalosh, ein ba chesrin kez. If you have an easy mitzvah like this, a light mitzvah, that it doesn't cost any money, Amar Tayyar, the Torah still says, L'man Yitavlach, varach to yamim, so it could be good for you, and you could have long days. Kavachimer, for sure, Lamatan Scharn Shal Mitzvah Chamuras, the schar that a person is going to get for doing the challenging, difficult, strict mitzvahs, Alach Svakam Makama, a person is going to get so much schar. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the third Aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.